sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused, and the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be
just south of Great Lakes Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Governed America. So sad, so sad. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. We are visiting with Vicki Davis, whose website is channelingreality.com. channelingreality.com. I am going to make a suggestion to all listeners to study corporate cities, look that up, and also reflexive law, R-E-F-L-E-X-I-V-E, law, because we live in it. And, you know, what happens when international corporate laws take precedence in nations, what it looks like, how it affects you and your present and future. Vicki, it dawns on me that we are being kind of divided into two categories, employables and the unemployables. And also, as you were talking, I was thinking of fusion centers. Are fusion centers not actually human resource data storage centers?
Mean by that, what the fusion centers are the collection points for all of the systems that feed into it. You have your utility control systems that will feed into it, the emergency 911 system, whatever weather alert systems, the freight tracking systems, all of the control systems that are operating at a national level feed into the fusion centers for a total situational awareness system of our, I don't know how you would say it, for our entire environment. They are a logical progression of the individual systems, you know, police, fire, integrates together, becomes the emergency 911 system. Well, the idea with the fusion centers is to integrate all of these surveillance and command and control systems into a single location, theoretically, on the idea that they'll be able to catch terrorists. Well, it depends on, you know, how you define a terrorist. Terrorist could be a person who runs a red light, you know. Anyway, no. so that's what the fusion centers are.
All right. I know years ago, there, I found something called EEVS, which stands for Electronic Employment Verification System. Perhaps that is the human resource data storage center, where, you know, employers basically look up your health, they look up your finances, they look up your criminal records and your working records.
Yeah, well, that's, it's called E-Verify today. E-Verify.
E-Verify. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's something, too, ladies and gentlemen. Always remember that part of this system, which, you know, is still largely hidden, they hide by changing names. And so look things up using a variety of terminology when you are studying. Okay, Steve in Virginia, are you finished?
Actually, thank you for holding me over. I just did want to mention one thing. When the inland port was mentioned, I had a recollection of seeing one not too many miles from where we live in Virginia here, and I was remarking it had inland port, a little bit of a distance, and but it had, you know, facilities, several huge cranes, the type of crane you would see, you know, at a water port, you know, what we think of traditionally as a port. And I remember thinking, well, what is an inland port? Why would something like that be here? And it looked like quite a big facility. And I hadn't remembered that until that was mentioned. So I wonder how many of those are already existing.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
If you go to my website and click on the link for foreign trade zone, I think is what I called it. I have all my research on foreign trade zones there.
Mm-hmm.
And what you'll find with my research is that I documented things as I've found them. And so you'll see my initial research where I'm questioning, you know, is are they really putting in an inland port, and what really does that mean? And so
I had never seen anything like that, so I was really curious. I was wondering, well, how did this, and it looked like it had been established there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
and in operation.
Okay, well, Steve, I've got to let you go because my phone lines are stacked. I thank you for your call. Renee in North Carolina, are you still with us?
Yes, I was so thrilled when y'all talked about it being the plantation model, because that's exactly what it is. But plantation model is more complex than just master and slave. Picture it like a pyramid with the master at the apex. You also have the overseer and the house slaves and the field slaves. Now, the overseer in our culture is made up of people like the people who work in three-letter agencies, judges, military, police, and everything. They are the new whip people, okay? The house slaves are like the professional white-collar jobs, like people in media, banking, psychology, law, doctors. The house slaves in the plantation functioned as a go-between and snitch, okay? Then in the bottom of the pyramid, you have the field slaves. And so the thing is, there's a lot of people, actually, we omit a lot of times the problems in the middle. Oh, we have to save the middle class, and I'm all for saving small businesses. But some of the people in the middle class are our oppressors. They are the overseers and the house slaves for the master, and that's how they earn their position in the middle class. And
yeah,
they,
Renee,
a lot of it.
Let me give you a word.
What you've done, though,
when
Renee,
you're talking
is
about the snitches, I'll give you a word. They're called advocates. That is something that is very important. You've got health advocates, education advocates, and you are very right. They are, they collect information on you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're up to our first break. We'll be right back.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Talking about the plantation model of work, which is back. It's revived in business suits and professionalism and boardrooms. Renee, you want to finish up for me?
I have to say something here, Nancy.
Oh, go ahead.
What Renee has done is to conflate government with corporations and the conversion that's in progress. If you notice, you know, she talked about the government and policemen. Well, police are responsive organizations. They are responding to conditions in the community. So what you have to be able to do is to distinguish between cause and effect. Okay? What is the cause of the behaviors that are going on that the police are responding to? Well, they are that society is breaking down in those areas where the police are the worst behaved. And why is the society breaking down? It's because they were former industrial areas, primarily in inner city areas, where the corporations left. They left those people without the means of making a living, and of course, you know, society breaks down. and police respond to the conditions of the community.
So, yes, with the perfect example being Detroit.
Exactly. And so that's why you kind of have to, you know, rise up. If you want to do the analysis of what's going on in our country, you have to rise above the specifics, research, and look at the global system, how the globalist system is affecting our country. And then you can analyze the cause and effect.
Well, you know, I'm just not willing to let people that are just, you know, gunning down people for, you know, in the streets off the hook. You know, the thing is, the overseer does not...
Who is the overseer?
The overseer does not serve the field slave. He serves the master. Our overseers and public servants, they don't serve us. They're not public servants. They serve the master and themselves in return for the cushy little livelihood they get out of it. There are a lot of people who are going to have to get honest that they are cogs in this tyrannical political system. They may be a small, medium, or large cog, but they're still a cog, and they are part of what makes that entire system run, and they need to be honest about that. And a lot of the money that they're earning is blood money. It's earning it off the misery of other people. Like this ridiculous legal system we have that puts so many people in jail for smoking pot, okay? The thing is, that's just to enrich the police, the judges, the lawyers, and everything else. That's what that's really about, so they can earn more money, just like so much of the rest of this is. And so the thing is, those of us that have been hurt by the system, we're driven for truth out of an angst. If you are a beneficiary of the system, you have no angst, okay? You are comfortable in the system, so you don't want to see the truth. In fact, if you saw the truth, it would probably put you in a moral dilemma. So they will do anything they can not to face that truth. Huh?
Let me cut in and say, I go back to the subject of employables versus unemployables. Mm-hmm. When people go into the privatized corporate prison systems, they too are producing profits for the corporations. There are people that they are willing to pay who are quote unquote the employables. The people that they are not willing to pay, they still earn profits from these people. It's become a matter of living conditions, whether you are one of the employables or the unemployables.
But some of the employables some of the employables, they're gaining that livelihood. They have to get be honest about they're earning the livelihood off the misery of other people. You know, somebody sent me a quote the other day. The greatest crimes in the world are not committed by people breaking the rules, but by people following the rules. It's people who follow orders that drop bombs and massacre villages.
Vicki, respond.
We're all participating in this system. The clothes you're wearing on your back, when you shop at Walmart, you are supplying blood money to the corporations that are producing these goods in the slave zones in Taiwan and China and everywhere else.
That's true to a point, but some people participate more than others.
Hold on. It is the system of corporate rule that we are dealing with. The cop on the street is locked into the system of law enforcement. He can't make any decisions based on his own judgment. He's got rules that he must follow.
You're being naive about what's going on, about what the cops are doing and how they all cover up for each other. They're doing horrible things. They're some of the worst criminals, and they all cover up for each other. There's an article on RBN right now about why good cops stay silent. It's systemically corrupt, and the good ones, in fact, are drummed out. Read that article at RBN right now.
The key words of what you just said.
Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, are you with us?
Hey, well, did you want to finish with the key words that she just said?
The key words are systemic corruption. Our entire system, it's all systemic corruption. The police feel as much under siege as you do. And so, yeah, they protect each other the same way that we're on our side and we're trying to protect each other. Everybody is under siege because of systemic corruption. That's the point.
Perfect.
Okay, Lauren.
Okay,
are
this
you
is
with
perfect.
Us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You have me?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Okay, this is perfect. You're talking about the system. There are two systems running at the same time, and you are free to choose which one you are in. So Renee is right about a lot of what she's saying, and so are you, Vicki. But here, let's just get right down to the solution. First off, you were talking about the corporations running, you know, towns. Don't worry about corporate plantation towns. We already have them. When you go into a city, you know, corporation limits. Well, the police are corporate defenders. They're there. I mean, there's four Supreme Court rulings saying they're not there to protect you. They're there to provide security for the corporation, and that's fair. The sheriff is who is for the free men to keep people from abusing the, you know, from violating your rights under God. And this is what I mean. What's happening is we have got a system. It's verisimilitude. It's the appearance of truth. And because we keep obeying and cooperating in this system that you're talking about is so corrupt, and it is, the whole point is we can get out of it. My quick solutions, and I know people are just, you know, not really thrilled about this, but it comes down to each one of us is responsible for our freedom. We need to stop focusing on what other people are doing and focus on what we're doing ourselves. That actually makes the change. And that's coming from somebody. I ran for state school board. I was out there. I was a super patriot. I was hunting down those congressmen and senators. I was on it. And I finally realized, wait a minute, I don't have power here. Where I have power is my own home. So I say, obey God. Keep your money in your pocket. Quit giving them money that you don't owe them. Find out who owes and what is owed. If you work for the corporation, yes, you have to kick back into the kitty.
Okay,
but other than that, you don't have to.
We've got a commercial break coming up, so hang on with us. We will be right back with Govern America. Sit tight.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria. bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Okay, just the first thing, obey God. Second thing, keep your money in your pocket and keep your children in your home. Where are your children all day? You know, if we hand our children out to these schools and they teach them to go to college and get a just over broke, a J-O-B, you know, instead of teaching them to be entrepreneurs, control their time while being obedient to God. God said, if a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. The schools are teaching, you have a right to free health care. You have a right to, while they feed them worse than prisoner food. And moms and dads just sit there and let it happen. While they vaccinate them with poison, 1 in 44 kids autistic in the military, 1 in 65. This is insane, but we're doing it to ourselves. So my main thing is fraud negates consent. You've got a governance by criminals, by sissies, by criminals in suits. And because we are willing to obey them, they're getting away with this. All you have to do is stop doing what they say. And you can do that without getting your head bashed in. All this, I'm really tired of hearing. What it comes down to is cowardice, okay? You have to do the right thing. We haven't done it so far, and look
okay,
what happened.
Lauren,
and real quick, can I just read this one thing?
I have other people on the line. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to James in South Carolina. James, are you with us?
Yes. I have a couple things. First, you were talking about the gentleman called in earlier about the little town in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government set up lots of places during the Depression. I guess the best known was in Norris, Tennessee. There was another big one close to Warm Springs, Georgia. There were some all over the country. I don't think these, though, were industrial. They were set up by the government, and I think a lot of them centered around agricultural things. And I just thought that was interesting. Another thing is, I haven't heard you talk about it, but everybody is, a lot of people talk about there's going to be a reduction in population. A lot of people talk about robots are going to take everybody's, robots and computers and 3D printers are going to take everybody's jobs. Well, what are people going to do if they're put in these places that you're talking about? I mean, there's not going to be a need for a lot of manufacturing if a lot of people are going to be, if they're going to be killed off.
Well,
and if robots and 3D printers do the work, well, how are you? What are people going to do? Or do you deny these other things?
Oh no, absolutely, I don't deny the other things, because it's if you do a logical extrapolation into the future, when you're looking at systems or corporate systems defining the rules for life on Earth, corporations exist for one purpose, and that's to make money. Anything that is inefficient in a corporation will get expelled. That, what that does, just the logical extrapolation of that is that there will be a lot of people that are useless. Or like Nancy said, you know, you have the workers, and then you have the non-workers, the ones that fit and the ones that don't. And the ones that don't fit, They are in grave danger, and that's a big part of what drives me, is that because I did design corporate systems, I know how they think and how they function. And one of the systems, the redesign of our healthcare system, will accomplish that very thing. The elimination of the people that are no longer useful in a corporate-run society, a corporate-run world that is,
which is
based
why
on efficiency.
Now half of the senior citizens in nursing homes have the identical brain disorder, and they're not being treated. It is why, according to Obamacare, there will be no actual medical treatment for anyone over the age of 75. If you're not producing, if you're not cheap labor, and if you're not being taxed, you have no point in the corporate model.
Well, it seems to me that with computers and robots, that this will... that this will keep going, and there will be fewer and fewer people needed.
I agree with you.
Okay, yeah. Well, what will those people left be doing? I mean, you're talking about eventually kind of a non-industrial society, because there won't be very many people, and computers and robots will be doing everything. And I guess the other people will be enjoying whatever they want to enjoy.
Well, and the people up top have been saying for decades that they want to, you know, depopulate the planet by 2/3. Yeah, I mean, this is something that is real. It is, like Vicky said, from their point of view, it is a rational, financial, profit-based decision. Robots do not require wages. They just require maintenance. And, I mean, yeah. All you've got to do,
like take Ted Turner.
Look at what is happening to senior citizens right now, and you can see the writing on the wall.
Yeah, okay, like take Ted Turner, for example. Ted Turner has openly said the world is overpopulated. There's too many people. They're using too much stuff. Okay, he and his wife, Jane Fonda at the time, they're divorced now, but they wanted to rewild the entire breadbasket of our country, the Great Plains, and bring the buffalo back, and all of this stuff. There was not a single thought in his mind that resembled anything human. You know, what about the people that lived there? You know, what about all the food production in the breadbasket? He didn't care about that. He didn't care about any of that.
No.
He is what I would call a classic psychopath, and psychopath because he actually acts on his life philosophy, that only he and his circle of people deserve to live on the planet.
And may I also just mention that Ted Turner is the largest landowner in acreages in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
He owns more land than any other single private individual in the United States. He owns over 2 million acres.
Well,
and
how long do you think it will take before industry, computers and robots overwhelm the necessity of having people?
Well, we're almost overwhelmed now. I mean, the unemployment situation in the United States is because the global strategy is in progress. We're living
in progress
through it.
And because technology has taken over so much of what people used to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Already.
And,
well, who will be the last people standing? Who will be the last people working?
The probably the people in the upper management levels of the major corporations.
Well, who will these corporations be manufacturing things for if they're not?
Well, they will revert to just instruments to provide the luxuries for what will be the gods and goddesses of the world.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if you want to carry it out to the logical extreme. They won't be producing, mass producing, because, there won't be anybody to mass produce for, as you say.
Or to sell to.
But there will have to be a contingent that produces the luxuries demanded by the kings and queens of the world.
Okay, James, I've got to let you go.
Thank
because
you.
I
Very
have
good.
Got to take Wayne in Texas. Wayne, thank you so much for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi, ladies. It's been a great show. We're filled with a lot of good information.
Great, thank
One suggestion I'd like to maybe make for a future show or follow-up would maybe be to focus on possible solutions where we individuals can maybe come up with strategies to protect ourselves locally and then can maybe come together county and statewide. And the reason I say this is it's been phenomenal information, but when you boil this all down, a corporation is nothing more than a piece of paper, you know, the charter and all that. And basically, it's a legal construct used to make a profit for stockholders, you know, working behind the scenes. And they use these code enforcers and clerks and other people to generate their revenues.
Okay, Wayne, hold your thoughts. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming in to the final segment, sadly, so hang on. We will be right back when Govern America returns. Stay with us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
You want to keep going for us?
Yeah, thank you very much. I just want to just finish up with, we have to understand we're dealing with a fiction, a piece of paper. They hire these agents to use codes and regulations, which is what's called color of law. It's fraud. And I think what we all need to do is study this stuff up, because I know in my case, if I get a notice or letter from some code enforcer, I'll be very happy to answer them by saying, thank you very much, and I just have a few questions for you. Number one, where do you derive your authority? Is it delegated or constitutional? Number two, what's the constitutional basis of this code? And do you understand if you use this code and this color of law to violate my rights, you'll be subject to a Title 18 action. Forget the actual section, because which it could result in jail time. So, and I end it with just, please answer these questions under penalty of perjury, and if you do answer, I'll be more than happy to comply. And I don't feel like they ever will, because they know the legal people behind the scenes know that this is nothing but fraud, and it's used to generate income and control our lives. So all we have to do is break this down and just be very nice and send back a letter of inquiry to answer these people. And I would recommend that folks look at some of the work of Al Adask, A-D-A-S-K. He's perfected this letter of inquiry with several government agencies. And when you can neutralize these people, it's a victory.
Uh-huh. Okay, and another thing that people can do is to find the local, the inland port in their area and research the law that created it, who manages it, under what legal system does it operate. And that is a good starting point, because those inland ports, there probably will be multiple corporations involved in those. It's not like Honduras where it's one company town, but the principle is the same. And that's a good starting
starting point, because once you understand that that is a logical island operating under outside the law of the United States, under admiralty law, I believe, then that's a place to start.
I would say basically we just have to understand the nature of who these people are. And again, this code enforcer could be a great guy or this whoever's trying to engage you, but again, they're working under corporate rules and statutes, which are not law. We get deceived into thinking it has power in law, and I believe one of the simplest ways to deal with this is very politely ask him, where is your authority? And do you understand that if you violate my rights, you may be subject to some action here? So you better think long and hard before you come in and intrude upon my personal affairs.
The other thing that I have to say, too, is so many people, you know, get on sites that they have true information, but they're rant sites. You have to start discovering research sites, one of which is Vicki's site, channelingreality.com. Another of which is a Patrick Wood's site, which is August Review. You have got to find the research so that you understand what these systems mean, because they are in your lives. If you've got power coming into your house, it's in your life. If you have phone service, cell service, high-speed internet, all of this stuff, it's in your life. If you are working for an employer, it's in your life. And so you need to really understand the big picture of these systems. Am I correct, Vicki?
Absolutely. Yes.
And I just feel, ladies, again, that understanding is one thing, but not sitting back and accepting it without at least forcing them to prove who they are, where they get their authority. Because I think
the bottom line is, every single listener has a skill. Some of you don't have writing skills, but you may have speaking skills. Some of you may be very introverted, but some of you may be very extroverted, and you might be willing to organize community education groups, to go to your local council meetings, and to start educating people there as well. You have to really consider your skills and what can you do well to get involved. But everybody needs to be involved.
Absolutely. Well, again, and I would just recommend a fellow who's really perfected this is Al Adask. And if you go to his site and look for letters of inquiry, you have every right to ask where they get their authority, and I believe that's the crux of the fighting back. Thank you, ladies.
Well, the only flaw in that I can see is that the threat is hollow if you can't follow through on the Title 18 action. And that's the problem with our society, the way it's operating, is that most people cannot afford an attorney.
Well, Vicki, and the other problem can be the fact that we sign into so many contractual agreements. We agree to stuff because we want cell phone service, because we want power, because we want this, because we want that, because we want wages from a corporation. It's become very, very tricky. It's a fine dance. It has become very difficult because we are fully engaged in this system.
Because they set it up
under our noses.
Yeah, we're like the fish in the water. You know, we can't do without the water. And so you're right about that, but there are legal remedies to those kinds of contracts that you have to sign more or less under duress. But here again, you know, this whole system has been set up under a legal color of law, as that gentleman just said. And so, putting out a threat is one thing, backing it up with real action is another. And very few people have the ability, either financial or individual, to back it up. So we really do have to address it systematically.
Well, and we all know what happens when, you know, the little guy, average Jane and Joe, tries to go up against a corporation. Ask any farmer who has tried to go up against Monsanto.
Exactly.
It's very, very difficult. But one good thing is using the press, being noisy, but you've got to be right. You have got to understand the actual situations. You cannot solve anything with the rants. Your information has to be solid, and it has to be right.
Yep, that's right. And I could sure use some help researching. Anybody out there is an introvert, and, you know, that's what they do is read and research. Start writing. Start sharing your information.
Absolutely. When you find things, you get on channelingreality.com today, and it basically make copies of stuff and start sending it out. You do the same thing on the August Review site. Govern America. You will start educating. If you don't know what to do, start educating. And you can do it electronically. Do it however you can do it. It's so very important.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, are you with us? Hurry. Chris in Las Vegas.
Yes, I'm here. Oh, there I am.
Oh, good. How quickly.
Yes, quickly, as a matter of fact, I heard Vicki, and I am also a researcher. I was up last night about midnight writing. In fact, I was putting together a Title 18 suit against the Nevada Power, now Indy Energy, for trespass on my private rights, and I put a affidavit
of mine. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You'll have to call back in next week, Chris.
Okay,
it's
thanks.
It's been a great show, as it always is with Vicki, channelingreality.com. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to really understand these things, you've got to do deep research. Vicki, that's what she does. Use her site religiously, daily. Read. Vicki, you are a blessing. You're a teacher. You're a mentor. Darren and I love you dearly. Please know that. And it's been a great show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for all of your callers. We love you, too. Know that. Thank you all so much. We ask you to come back. Darren will be back here with us next week. Brave Republic, do what you can to restore it. Bye-bye, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great afternoon.